What is your best day ever? Think about it. What is your best day ever? Now, I'm not going to ask you to throw those out, but what do you think people might say? What is it? Christmas? Okay, sure. Christmas. What else? Easter. Okay, Pentecost, Transfiguration, Reformation. Keep going down. No, okay, so what else might someone say? Your birthday, the day you were born. What else? Birth of your children. Birth of your grand. Amen, sister. Birth of your grandchildren. The day you got married. That's exactly right, the day you got married. Yes, the best day ever. You know, I have to say, when I first started thinking about one of the first things that came up, not before my marriage or the birth of my children, but right after that, was when John Riggins went 44 yards on fourth down and we won the first Super Bowl. Bruce, 2004, November, was it October? October 27th, 2004, the Red Sox won the Super Bowl, or won the World Series. So, yes. Yes, best day ever. Maybe not best day ever, but in the hunt. Yeah, best day ever. Well, I did a wedding several years ago for a woman, friend of mine from Cincinnati. Her name was Tricia, and she's a huge sports fan, particularly a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan. And when she and her husband got married, they got married at Paul Brown Stadium, the actual stadium where the Bengals played, and the wedding was there and everything. We took pictures out on the football field. It was fun. But theirs was a very unique and fun wedding, and the theme for the wedding was best day ever. Everything from the hold the date cards to Facebook post hashtags, hashtag best day ever, to champagne glasses to party favors, all included those words, best day ever. And my wedding sermon for Omar and Tricia invited them to live with such love and joy for God and for each other that each day they would regularly make their wedding theme outdated. I challenged them to make the best day ever each day that was to come. Now, when we heard Renee read about the story of the Transfiguration today, don't you get the feeling that for Peter, this was the best day ever? While he stood on that mountain, experiencing the warmth and grace and blessing of being with Jesus in the fullness of his glory, seeing Moses, the great lawgiver, and Elijah, the great prophet, joining them there, sharing this experience with two of his closest and best friends, James and John. It is no wonder that Peter said, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings." Peter wanted to capture this moment and hold on to it, a proverbial and literal mountaintop experience. Yet, the best day ever ends for Peter, as it ended for Tricia and Omar, who are now pregnant, going to have their first child, so the next best day ever is coming soon. And just like the best days ever that we think about, those also must come to an end, and we all have to come down from the mountain. Or do we? In fact, we do have to come down from the mountain. However, throughout the whole of Scripture, Jesus teaches us to stay in the moment and to live fully into what is right in front of us. Now, you see, Jesus understood the importance and the power of being present. Every moment of his life, as Scripture teaches us, was dedicated to being present with people in their pain, people in the midst of their suffering, and even with people in the midst of their joy. Every moment of his life was dedicated, even though he certainly had a purpose. He knew he was going to the cross. Every moment up to that moment, even including that moment, was dedicated to being present to what the Father was up to in his life and the lives of those whom he encountered. Notice that he was often frustrated with the disciples when they were not present with people or were not present to what God was up to in the people that they encountered. This is exemplified a bit in the second half of our gospel lesson. See, being truly present with God and being truly present in the lives of other people is what Jesus is all about. And in doing so, what we will find as we grow into that, as we model our lives after Jesus in doing the same, trying to live into the moment, into the present, what we will find is that mountaintop experiences and best days ever are way more prevalent than we may at first think. Now, to be sure, being truly present does not mean that we forsake our past. Nor do we forget our future. Jesus was always saying, we're going to Jerusalem. Still, the grace and the beauty of what Jesus teaches us is to hold fast to the reality that the present moment is all that we truly have. While our past is the cumulative reality that shapes who we are, and while our future is, despite our best efforts, unknown and not promised to any of us, it is only in the present moment that we can live with and find connection to God. Jesus expresses the importance of this when he uses different parables. In particular, he tells the story of the sower. Remember that parable? There's good soil, and there's rocky soil, and there's thorny soil, and there's a hard path. And often this is seen as a story that is like, are you going to be good soil, or are you going to be this kind of soil, or this kind of soil, or this? And the reality is, actually, what Jesus is trying to tell us is that we are all good soil, but the cares of the world can take us into those other places. But the sower keeps sowing those seeds every day, and if we are awake, if we live in the moment, then we can find good soil no matter where we are. Likewise, you remember in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talks to the disciples and to the listeners, and he tells them to keep watch, because you do not know on what day the Lord will come. And while this is often translated and understood from the perspective of the second coming of Jesus, another interpretation, one that I in particular value very much, is that Jesus is telling us to stay alert for the movement of the Spirit in our lives. If we are awake and alert, then we can see the ways that God is speaking to us now. And if we are not, perhaps we'll miss it. God comes to us when we least expect it. At least that's my experience. He comes to us in the smile of a stranger, or kind words from a spouse or a partner or a friend. Oftentimes it's come to me through country music lyrics on the radio. But if we are not awake, if we're not alert, if we're thinking about the past or thinking about the future, and not truly in the moment, we may miss something God is up to in our lives now. Being present requires that we become aware. We must not only notice the things that are going on in this moment, but we also must learn to relish them. To give thanks, to see the power of the present moment as gift and invitation to relationship with God. I've learned this recently from an unlikely teacher, my 8-year-old daughter, Leah. Maybe it's her age, but whenever something truly excites her, she says, "This is the best day ever." Recently, when we were down last summer at Disney and Universal Studios, we went to the Harry Potter world, and she loves Harry Potter. And we went into Diagon Alley, and we were walking around. She's like, "Dad, this is the best day ever." And then, 2 days later, we see the Princess Castle at Disney, and what did she say? "This is the best day ever." Over New Year's, she and Micah and I were at Myrtle Beach, and on New Year's Eve, we were on the beach late at night, you know, 10:30, 11, and we were walking along the beach, and people were shooting fireworks, and we were playing in the sand, and we just were having a great time. She's like, "Dad, this is the best day ever." Another time, my grandparents had come up, and we were playing a game called Telestrations. Do you know what that is? It's like charades, but you draw. In our family, we are not artists at all. We're like, whatever artist gene it is, God just skipped all of us. But it's a fun game because we just have no idea. Nobody can tell. It's just so much fun. We're sitting there with the grandparents. We're playing Telestrations. It's really fun. Everybody's laughing. And Leah's like, "This is the best day ever." But the strangest one was one that happened that it didn't begin really good. You see, the beginning of the day, Leah was being a stinker. She really was. I don't know how well you know my daughter, but she's strong-willed. And she was very angry with the rest of the family. So much so that she said that she was not going to talk to us anymore. Maybe ever. Well, later on in the day, we said, "Hey, let's go to a movie." And so we went to the Alamo. And we sat down in the Alamo. We were watching some comic book movie. And we're all sitting there together. And it was a really fun movie. And after it was over, Leah just goes, "Dad, this was the best day ever." Best day ever. You see, Jesus is constantly calling us to live into the present moment. My daughter, probably in her youth and exuberance, anytime she feels excited or warm or feels like this is just something exciting for her, it's the best day ever. And I think it has something to teach us. Maybe that's what Jesus means when he said, "Let the little children come to me, for to such belong the kingdom of God." Friends, our past is our past. It is where we come from, but it's not where we live. Jesus says in Luke 9, "No one who puts hand to the plow or looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Just reminding us that you have to move past your past. And our future has not yet arrived, nor is it promised to any of us, which is why Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, "Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Today's troubles are enough for today," Jesus says. All we are promised, any of us, is what we have right now. And Jesus invites you, indeed Jesus frees you, to not dwell on your past or wonder about what you'll be doing in 5 minutes or 5 years. Jesus invites you and frees you to be here now and to practice right now discipleship. Give thanks and praise in the moment. And as you do, then the words we are about to sing will come true. And on that day, when my strength is failing, when the end is near, my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. For Jesus is teaching us this day, friends, that today, that each day, that even your last day can be a best day ever. In Jesus' name, amen.